This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 21st day already of February 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. This will be, again, a particularly jam-packed transmission. Donald Trump wins in South Carolina, big time, and obviously in the next state as well. We'll go over his delegate numbers. He has 67 with his closest competitor, Ted Cruz, with 11, Rubio, 10, Kasich at 5, Carson with 3, and Jeb Bush, ladies and gentlemen, of course, has dropped out. So the Bush dynasty is in flames right now. A big referendum on how angry folks are at the establishment. That's all coming up. But first, a special report from John Bowne. Hillary Clinton, Drudge is right, is too sick to be able to assume office.
Mrs. Hillary Clinton, former Nelson Rockefeller campaign staff member, Saul Alinsky neophyte, First Lady Cuck Queen, New York Wall Street guard dog senator, treasonous secretary of state, and now sickly presidential candidate. The red carpet Hillary thought she walked in on is quickly being rolled back up. An Associated Press GFK poll shows that 72% of registered Democratic voters are leaning towards Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders, a 21% jump since the poll was taken less than 3 months ago. Liberal stalwart Salon Magazine is even declaring Hillary's campaign to be on its last legs. Meanwhile, Hillary's public presence is a slow-motion disaster. Hillary told Scott Pelley of CBS News that she tries not to lie to the American people, whatever that means.
You talk about leveling with the American people. Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to.
And even Britney Spears deleted her recent endorsement of the Clinton campaign. But the real question plaguing Hillary's now desperate presidential bid isn't her giant sham of a platform or her trail of deception. It's Hillary herself.
Excuse me.
In the administration, we assume you won't be...
A lot of... I have one. Hey, David, you talk.
She may not even be fit to take office. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily reports, the concussion Hillary Clinton suffered in December of 2012 that led to a serious blood clot requiring hospitalization may also have caused her to suffer post-concussion syndrome, with symptoms including confusion, headaches, and dizziness. Florida physician Dr. Daniel Casasia, a dual board certified osteopathic neurologist and a leading headache specialist who directs the Florida Headache and Movement Disorder Center in Sarasota, Florida, told WorldNet Daily, "Electing somebody to be president of the United States who has post-concussion syndrome is a real concern to me." Dr. Casasia pointed to the published incidents that the WorldNet Daily had previously reported on, including how in May of 2014, Bill Clinton told the audience that the concussion Hillary suffered required 6 months of very serious work to get over. And you may recall the Fresnel glasses that Hillary was wearing during the Benghazi hearings to treat double vision resulting from her concussion and blood clot. She's wearing those glasses again. As far back as 2013, two of Hillary's assistants, Huma Abedin and Monica Hanley, said it was very important to go over phone calls with Hillary because she was often confused. And then there was the odd 5-minute bathroom break at the third Democratic debate in New Hampshire. Hillary was actually sitting off stage, recovering from dizziness, fatigue, and disorientation. Hillary Clinton is nothing less than a New World Order puppet of a very dark order. May the providence invested by the good people of the United States prevent Hillary Clinton from wielding the highest power on earth. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Stay with us. Big transmission straight ahead in T-minus 60.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's a new track off the Megadeth album, via Dave Mustaine. The threat is real. The threat is real. It was a decade ago, ladies and gentlemen, that I told you that I'd talked to high-level military officers, and I'd also talked separately to family that it was in the time was involved in Army Special Operations. And when I brought up the fact that, well, Iraq doesn't have nukes and didn't have nukes, but Iran and Saudi Arabia do, the family member's mouth fell open. And he never tells me anything. He even thinks he didn't get promoted once because of the family association. I mean, he likes the show. He's a patriot, super patriot, but, you know, does not tell me basically, you know, what he thinks the weather is going to be concerning the military, obviously because of the close family connection. And it was his dad that was like the Army assassin before that. And his mouth fell open. He goes, how do you know that? Because that was nowhere in the news then. And he said, that's exactly what we've been briefed on, basically. That any time a nuclear war could start between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And that that's really what the Pentagon is constantly in the Middle East about and freaked out about. And the Pentagon did not want to go into Iraq a second time. Thought it was really bad. Thought Iran or Saudi Arabia would come in and take over, which they both basically done. Saudi Arabia runs the ISIS group into Syria, trying to take that. And then the Shiites backed by Hezbollah and Iran are in the eastern area and then into Syria as well. It is a disaster. And so the biggest news of the day is not Donald Trump winning South Carolina. It is not Hillary obviously having serious health problems and clear videos of her stealing Nevada as well. No, that's not... That's not the issue. The issue for me looking at this is the fact that Saudi Arabia on its national television, and the article and the video is up on InfoWars.com, has come out last week and said, we're sending ground troops into Syria to fight the Russians, and the Russians better back off because we have nuclear weapons. Yeah, but they have nuclear weapons, too, and better than yours. So everybody's so scared of, quote, you know, let's grope everybody at the airport or the radical Muslims are going to blow us up. But our government has allowed nuclear weapons to be transferred. The word is from Israel. And Israel was talking about giving them nukes 2 years ago. And also the delivery systems. As well as from Pakistan. And everybody knows I'm not an Israel basher. I also know there's a bunch of political parties over there just like America. And they've got their own problems. And I'm critical all the time. I don't have some weird mental illness attached to obsessing over Israel and blaming everything on Israel. And, you know, it's crazy. I don't mindlessly worship it and follow it. And I also don't just mindlessly hate it. But, I mean, Israel has been involved in a lot of really bad hanky-panky with Saudi Arabia. And I frankly am tired of it. And so is Pakistan. And here's the article. Saudis claim to have nuclear bomb. Pakistan has agreed to deliver nuclear weapons to Riyadh. They already had them. They're just now claiming it's from Pakistan. They said last year, and we have that in the article, and I shot a video last night on this subject, where I show myself 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last year, also doing videos on this, and showing it in mainstream news then. I mean, it's known that South Africa had nukes when they weren't supposed to in the 80s. It's known that Israel's had nukes since the 60s and still doesn't admit it. It's known that France has nukes, but they're not, you know, supposed to. And then they took their nukes back when de Gaulle took back over. So I'm not telling some big secret here. It's just that it's not publicly admitted. But it's a big deal that they're saying they have them and threatening to use them inside Syria. That is a big deal. Meanwhile, on the military front, Chinese media calls for government to fire shots and ram U.S. warships, that's state-run media, to teach them a lesson over disputed China sea islands. Well, I don't choose sides in this geopolitical stuff. I choose the side of truth and research. China's in the wrong here. These are sandcastles they built with these dredges in the, you know, 3-foot sea out there near the islands. And then they're claiming 12 miles on every side of the navigable waters that is not under China's control. They're claiming not just the Spratlys, but they're also claiming that they control islands that have been the domain of the Philippines since the days of the Barbary pirates. So China is just trying to start some type of military operation to divert from the fact that they are collapsing. Now, we're going to be getting into this in detail today. Mark Zuckerberg says that on his reading list is Henry Kissinger's book, World Order, and that what he's thinking about these days is New World Order. We're going to get into sneaky change to Trans-Pacific Partnership, drastically extends criminal penalties to international law, international court. We're going to be getting into the big EU push to keep the UK inside the European Union, because that could bring down the whole New World Order if that falls apart, and so much more today. But obviously, first, before we get into all of that, I want to go over the numbers from what unfolded in South Carolina, in Nevada, and in other areas. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. But Donald Trump got 32.5% in South Carolina. Rubio was a distant 22.5. Ted Cruz almost in a dead heat, 22.3. Jeb Bush, 7.8. Kasich, 7.6. Ben Carson, 7.2. And similar numbers we've been seeing in polls in the next states to come up. So Trump handily won that state. But here's what really matters, and here's what we really need to go over. And that's the fact that Donald Trump got 67 total delegates now in these last three caucus and primaries. And his closest rival, because it doesn't matter, you know, it's not like Formula One where you get points. So you get 22 points and Trump gets 32. So you're still, you know, still close, a close second. It's winner take all in places like South Carolina. And Trump has 67 delegates, and Cruz has 11, Rubio 10, Kasich 5, Carson 3. And, of course, Jeb Bush 0. And that's why Jeb Bush went ahead and punched out. That is a big, big, big deal. And why is that obviously such a big deal? Because most of the money in the last 2 years went into the exploratory committee in the last year of the campaign of Jeb Bush, obviously the son of Bush 41, the brother of Bush 43. And the fact that the media was behind him for so long, the fact that they kept him in the debates, the fact that he couldn't get one delegate shows how the House of Bush started with Senator Prescott Bush being the main Nazi banker in the U.S., all the way up to his son being CIA director in the 70s and then being vice president under Reagan, then president, then his son after Clinton becoming president. This is the end of the Bush dynasty. And it's being hailed as that. It's a great thing. We also may be seeing the end of the Clinton dynasty straight ahead. And in every major poll, Donald Trump will annihilate the man who was a bum until the age of 40, never had a job until 40, the bum, Bernie Sanders.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big deal to see basically the fall of the arrogant, hereditary, would-be empire of the Bushes. And we have a very powerful special report that's going to air in the final segment of this hour. We'll have open phones and cover a lot of financial and world news in the second hour. But our intrepid reporters were able to talk to Jeb Bush in South Carolina not once but twice this week and bring up the 28 pages that is from the Congressional Joint Inquiry into 9/11 that's also classified and sealed, but mirrors classified areas of the 9/11 Commission, with six of the 10 commissioners coming out saying there is a cover-up, a smoking gun. Well, I've had members of Congress like Jones of North Carolina, Walter Jones, Senator Rand Paul, and others who've seen the classified 28 pages, and they clearly come out and say this should not be classified, so I'm going to tell you what's in it. Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. It was an ordered stand down of NORAD and the FBI. Well, I don't have to believe Jones or Paul, even though they're very reputable, courageous men. I remember the news at the time. They had FBI agents all over the United States, from Texas to Minnesota to Nevada to Arizona to Florida, saying we were ordered to stand down and not stop these people, training to not land or take off, and telling people they're planning to fly them into the World Trade Center. That's why I talk about the FBI is corrupt at the top, and there are major problems in these agencies, but the average person on the ground is not bad. They've got higher-ups time and time again that are doing the dirty work. That's why when it's some special task force run by key operatives, then you know, uh-oh, we're in trouble. Like Oklahoma City. We know who was in town. We know who was witness at the building. We know who their names are. And they lied about being there, and folks went. WorldNet Daily went, and there were lawsuits, and they found the hotel receipts 2 days before the attack. The ATF and the FBI and German intelligence at the same hotel. We have the witnesses with them doing the phone work in the stairwells with the gray sticks of butter. What's that? Don't worry about it, lady. Well, it looks like butter. Oh, it's butter, all right. You stick little wires in it and put detonators on it. It's called plastic explosives. But I digress, excuse me. Just realize who we're facing here. Good FBI agents exposed what was going on. And I mean, I'll never forget the headlines with one of the deputy heads of counterterrorism was saying Al-Qaeda was always one step ahead of us. It was like they had moles above us at the FBI. Well, you just said it. So Donald Trump comes out. This is really the big seismic move that I freaked out about this week, and said specifically, oh, you want to call me a 9/11 truther? All I said is Bush is no hero. It came out in the Condoleezza Rice memo that bin Laden determined to attack. They want to use airliners and fly them to the World Trade Center. That was in the FBI report. They lied and said it wasn't there. And so why are you a hero when we get attacked on your watch? You're not a hero. You lose your job. You get in trouble. Head should have rolled. Instead, the whole bureaucracy and the power structure got more of our rights, more of our freedoms, and hundreds of billions of dollars since then to private contractors and folks to spy on Congress and the American people and take more of our freedom. And now they're rewriting the Patriot Act to say it's for political speech of conservatives. You thought the persecution via the IRS was bad? Get ready. That's in the news today. That's coming up. And it just shows you how totalitarian the left is in government. that they're making it worse than what Bush did. I was a big critic of Bush. So now we see the fall of the House of Bush, but the Clintons were involved protecting Al-Qaeda and blocking the FBI as well. That's why what's in the pages goes back to the mid-90s and right up to 9/11. And it mirrors what whistleblowers at the NSA like Sybil Edmonds has said and others, that she was, to the day of 9/11, listening to the intercepts where the FBI and the military and Colonel Schaefer and the Army were being blocked from stopping Al-Qaeda and stopped from killing bin Laden. And she was getting all the intercepts because she was on that particular case. And she was from Turkey and spoke Arabic fluently. And heard them bragging about how they were, you know, in bed with our government. And she broke her gag order to say, our government and the Bushes, with the bin Ladens, who they're in business with at the Carlyle Group, they were having breakfast with them the morning of 9/11. Look up the London Guardian and Associated Press. At a Carlyle Group weapons conference, at the same table, George Bush Sr., Herbert Walker, with the bin Laden family. And then they had an order to let the bin Ladens get out of the country on 9/11 and for 5 days after. Remember all that? And I would cover that on air. It would be in CBS News, local. It would be in the Miami Herald. And they would go on national news and go, Alex Jones is insane. He's making it up that the Bushes let the bin Ladens fly out. And he says Bush had bombs in the buildings like Wile E. Coyote. That's an actual quote they use on Fox, MSNBC, you name it. And that Wile E. Coyote was there blowing it up. Just like they say that I say space aliens, you know, blow it up. They just make it up. All I did was cover what was in mainstream news, actually, but didn't get national coverage. And so Trump comes out. There it is, CBS News actually found it. Bin Laden family evacuated. Boom. September 30th, 2001. Boom. Wow, they found it. So, I would cover stuff, and then would just say it wasn't true. And Trump comes out and says, you're no hero. Stop saying I don't know national security. Stop saying I don't know what I'm talking about. We've got to attack ISIS. We've got to cut their funding off. Stop saying I'm an idiot. You are the one whose brother allowed this to happen bare minimum. And they go, oh, you're a 9/11 truther. And he goes, you know what? I guess I am. The 28 pages says you stood down. And I'm going to release that when I'm president. And boy, Jeb Bush put his tail between his legs, shut his mouth, and dropped out of the race. And many political pundits are actually saying it was Trump bringing up 9/11 that made the establishment remove Bush. That's when his funding got cut off a week ago when this started. And so Richard Reeves, not once but twice, and our other great reporters went up and would say, are you going to call for the 28 pages to be released? He'd say, what's that? Never heard of it. Of course, he's been getting hit with it for years. And then he looks and he goes, who are you with? InfoWars. He goes, oh, very powerful group. Don't know who you are. As if his dismissal of us, some East Coast Ivy League Democrat sheep-dipped into a Republican to control the party on record for the Rockefellers. On record. They call themselves Rockefeller Republicans. The progenitors of the Rhino movement fit like peas in a pod with George Soros, other Nazi collaborator. You can't make this up. The leftovers, the leavings of World War II. Really, the literal droppings of Hitler. George Soros and the Bushes are the actual, like, you know, the, you know, some dog, your door's up and a dog gets in your house and goes to the bathroom on the carpet. You know, the dog's gone, but there's the dog, you know, manure. And I mean, that's, Hitler's gone, but here you're still walking in it, still stepping in it. And I hate to be gross, folks, but that's what George Soros and the Bushes are. So I want to celebrate as soon as the fall of Soros comes. And that'll be the fall of Hillary. But right now I can celebrate the fall of Bushes. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go to your 400,000-acre ranch in South America. Get. Go join Ken Lay down there. But when we come back, how seismic is this? What does this portend for the future? Donald Trump will win the election unless they cheat. We're going to break it down straight ahead.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Major referendum on the establishment. Hillary cheats openly with 6 coin tosses, 1 in a row, and precincts that actually went for Sanders going to her in Iowa. Then she loses by 20 points in New Hampshire, but still gets more delegates than Sanders. And they admit that they just go get the superdelegates that are elected by the Democrats to steal all the other delegates and just tell them that's the way it is. And now, magically, she's won by 10 points
52-47 against Bernie Sanders in Nevada. Now, the Republican primary is coming up there on a different day. Our reporters are on their way there right now, Richard Reeves and others. But just think about how we get habitualized, how we get conditioned to accept the theft of our elections, of our freedoms, of our rights right in front of us. Truly, truly sickening. But the good news is when it comes to Jeb Bush, who the establishment tried to basically waterboard us with, tried to force feed us with, it is completely blown up in their face and it's a big deal. Now, Richard Reeves called me right before the show started. He couldn't come on our political correspondent because he was getting on an airplane, as I just said, to fly to Nevada to cover the Republican caucus coming up there. But he said, go to CNN's website and you'll find it. I couldn't find the video, but I Googled what he said, and sure enough, there it is. Marco Rubio told Bloomberg, CNN, you name it, after tonight, this has become a third-person race, and we will win the nomination into the GOP presidential race, Senator Rubio tells supporters in South Carolina. Notice he said a three-person race. He's in the cult, folks. He's a political correct member. If there were three women running, I would say it's a three-woman race. They're women. Identify them as such. It's a three-man race in the Republican Party. It's okay to identify, but see, father, mother, he, she, boy, girl, in colleges and high schools and elementary schools, they're messing with little kids' brains going, don't say he or she on a Valentine. That might hurt someone that isn't a he or she, as if your communication is going to hurt somebody. They're turning you into brain-damaged zombies. Up to 5,000 Muslim terrorists wandering in Europe, Press TV reports, also BBC reports. They've let in 5,000 trained members of the Daesh terrorist group at large in Europe. Interpol director Rob Wainwright said Friday, between 3,000 to 5,000 militants have slipped back into Europe after completing their training in the Middle East. Wow, that's Interpol admitting a 3,000 to 5,000 person sleeper cell group connected to Al-Qaeda has come in. Iran's blowing the whistle because they're Shiite. But don't worry, Marco Rubio won't say a three-man race. And the reason I'm getting into political correctness right now, look at this article. Muslims complain, this is a serious article, that national anthem is oppressive and forced assimilation. That's happening in the UK. Muslims complain that national anthem is oppressive and forced assimilation. They want to assimilate us, folks. It's also happening in Australia. So there you go. Now, again, there are some countries in the Middle East and in Africa that are Muslim where they leave people alone, Christians, Jews. There are only a couple of them. There's only a couple of countries where women get to go to college, don't wear hoods over their heads, and have their genitals cut off. I've seen the left make weird, sick jokes about me talking about that, going, oh, what genitals do women have? You know full well what they do, and I'm not going to describe it on air. They cut the pleasure centers off of a woman's genitals. I can't think of anything more satanic, quite frankly. You people make me want to throw up. I do hate you. I'm mad at it right now. Okay, the point here is that Al-Qaeda and these Wahhabists and the Saudi Arabian government, run by the House of Saud, unelected, is a dictatorship, and are the scum of the earth. They are the scum of the earth. And they're now heavily involved in our politics, heavily involved in our media, censoring everything you can imagine, and the left won't say a word about it, and I'm tired of it! And to dovetail with that, before I get back into the election, start of World War III, North Korea planning wave of terror attacks on South Korea, Sunday Express. And that's their announcements. And isn't this an illustration of everything? Document cam, please, for TV viewers. Look at Kim Jong-un, the son of Kim Jong-il, the son of the first dictator of North Korea, hereditary, like the Bushes. I guess you don't get three presidents. An obese 20-something punk who literally can hardly walk, who is executing anybody he can get his hands on. Millions of his people have starved to death, but he's got a huge military and people that parade around on power trips with him. It is truly, truly sickening. I mean, look at this photo from Reuters. U.S. rejected North Korea peace talks offer before last nuclear test, State Department. Notice, he has a sword. He has guns. None of the citizens do. That's what gun control's about for all you dumbo Bernie Sanders people. Bernie Sanders admits, we had an article last week and put it on screen, that he was a bum that never had a paying job until he was 40. These are the disconnected people that will lead us to this type of hell. Please, please understand it's free market that gives you all these choices. Where you can work for a minimum wage and get enough money to buy a nice used car and be in a decent apartment with, you know, with your roommate and get good food. But you see all the super wealth of capitalism, the mansions, the Ferraris, the private jets, you think, I don't have that. Give me that. If you took the few hundred billion dollars of independent wealth in the U.S. and gave it to the people, it wouldn't fund anything for 6 months. Now, if you went to the offshore megabanks with their tens of trillions, then you could actually hand out some freebies, but that's like feeding squirrels in your backyard. Soon they're obese and can't walk. Soon they're domesticated. And so that's why that's not a good thing. And there's always, oh, let's give the vets a free tuition. They deserve it at World War II. It sounds good. Then it turns into dependent vets today under the VA system. How about you just give them free health care wherever they want to go? Oh, no, no, no. It's about control, folks, and it doesn't work that way. And you've got all these domesticated people in the bosom of freedom, having no idea how good they've got it. Now, I'm going to take calls in the next hour on the election, on the primary, on Trump, on whatever you want to discuss. 877, first-time callers of the day, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. So start your engines. But when we come back, we're going to tie all this into the Saudis' claim to have nuclear bomb, threaten to use it against Iran. That's up on Infowars.com. Ties into North Korea. You've got all the things lining up for a huge world war. That's mainline news. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying this is a very, very serious time with a worldwide economic meltdown and more. But first, a detailed report on the fall of the House of Bush and how it's coming out of the fact of 9/11 truth that Donald Trump dare bring out. That it's a congressional report. It's 28 pages. It's that you order to stand down. Don't sit there and make fun of me for telling the truth. It's a fact. And no amount of neocon talk show host can cover that up. It's coming out. And you're on the wrong side of history, not exposing it. So that special report where we confront him repeatedly, and he makes fun of InfoWars and the rest of it, but he's the one dropping out. Now, before I go any further, we have amazing nutraceuticals, game-changing vitamins and minerals and key missing link products at InfoWarsLife.com that nobody else has got. We've got the best herbal liver cleanse. It takes 1 week with the oxy powder pills to flush out your gallbladder and liver like nothing you've ever seen. Watch the informational videos. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsLive.com, and your purchase makes this transmission possible. Super Male Vitality that blocks the estrogen mimickers and more is about to sell out, and we've got a lot of other great products at InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase makes it all possible, or call 888-253-3139. We'll be back with the big special report, The Fall of the House of Bush. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote
promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It is the danger zone. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Matt Weber and Richard Reeves, our two crack political correspondents, are on their way to the Republican caucuses out in Nevada. The Democrats just had theirs. Hillary stole it, as usual. There's video of them doing it. It's on InfoWars.com. It's a standard procedure now for these people. They just admit, doesn't matter if Bernie wins, they'll just take the delegates. They just admit it on TV. But here is our reporters talking last week and this week to Jeb Bush about 9/11 truth and about Trump and so much more. And it's Trump coming out and saying, elect me, you'll find out who really knocked down the towers. By them having Jeb drop out now, that means Trump probably won't have to keep bringing this up. I'm telling you, folks, they are scared of the truth. Here's the report.
Who are you working for, brother?
Same people.
What do you mean, same people?
Infowars.com.
Infowars.com? I've never heard of it. It's like a very powerful group.
Yeah.
Look who's talking about the importance of releasing the classified 28 pages of the 9/11 Commission report. You guessed it, it's Donald Trump.
Who blew up the World Trade Center? It wasn't the Iraqis, it was Saudi. You have to take a look at Saudi Arabia. Open the documents. We ought to get Bush or somebody to have the documents opened, because frankly, if you open the documents, I think you're going to see that it was Saudi Arabia.
They did not knock down the World Trade Center, okay? It wasn't the Iraqis that knocked down the World Trade Center. We went after Iraq. We decimated the country. Iran's taken over. Okay. But it wasn't the Iraqis. You will find out who really knocked down the World Trade Center, because they have papers in there that are very secret. You may find it's the Saudis, okay? But you will find out.
This morning on the Alex Jones Show, political insider Roger Stone had this to say about the incriminating 28 pages.
We know that a number of the hijackers trained in Tampa, Florida. We know that the neighbors tipped the local police and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement under Jeb Bush. And what happened? Nothing.
Instead, Jeb Bush helped the Bin Ladens get on planes and get out of the country.
You know, and for the Bush lackeys to now claim that it's outrageous. Look, Condoleezza Rice had multiple warnings. The Central Intelligence Agency had multiple warnings. The FBI had multiple warnings. But within the Bush administration, they weren't speaking to each other. That is a failure of leadership, or it's willful. One or the other, whether it's incompetence or treason, is meaningless at this point.
Recently, Jeb Bush was confronted again by InfoWars and once again refused to talk about the documents.
Last week I asked you about the 28 pages that were redacted from 9/11.
Yeah, you haven't sent them to me. I don't know anything about them, man.
Can you ask Jeb W to help us get them?
Did you have a picture?
I don't know anything. What's the implication of it? What are you talking about?
Thank you.
I don't know what's
about the 28 pages.
Yeah,
redacted from the 9/11 Commission report.
Well, eventually they'll come out, won't they?
Well, we hope so. If you could ask your brother to get them for us, that'd be great.
I'll see him one more time.
Well, there's the Bush dynasty for you, making jokes at the expense of the 9/11 victims' families who simply want answers to why their loved ones died on September 11th. It's getting blatantly obvious to everyone that this is a big-time cover-up. No doubt that Jeb, like his brother W and his daddy, Bush Sr., well, they are all covering up for the fact that the Bush family has a very cozy relationship with the Saudi royal family.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
And what's hidden from the public in the classified documents of the 28 pages is a link between the Saudi government and the 9/11 hijackers. And we're talking funding and training of the terrorist who launched an attack on our country on September 11th, 2001. This was an act of war, not to mention treason by the Bush administration. And they don't want anybody to see what's in those 28 pages.
Governor Bush, I was wondering about the use of eminent domain with the Texas Rangers Stadium.
Yeah, that was wrong. That's a private use. That would be an example of it. Who are you working for, brother?
Same people.
What do you mean, same people?
Infowars.com.
Infowars.com? I've never heard of it. Is it like a very powerful group?
Infowars.com.
Well, thanks for the plug, Jeb. Maybe you should check out some of the articles on Infowars.com. This way you don't look like such a dumbass when somebody asks you a serious question. By the way, for those of you who missed out the first time InfoWars caught up with Jeb and asked him about the 28 pages, here's InfoWars reporter Richard Reeves.
You doing well?
Excellent. Good to see you.
Governor Bush.
How we doing?
Good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would you be one to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Well,
Andrew may have them.
Hopefully we can get them. Thank you. Would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would you be one to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
Andrew
may have them.
Hopefully we can get them. Thank you.
For the few who have seen them, they're known as the 28 pages.
In those pages are names of people who allegedly helped the Al-Qaeda killers, but who have never been held accountable.
Potential sources of foreign support for the September 11th hijackers, classified by the Bush administration. Why the 28 pages remain hidden from the public
remains a mystery.
We know the 28 pages from Senator Graham and Senator Jones that have seen it, and military we've had on that have seen it. It says Saudi Arabia ran the attacks to blame Iraq. That was always the plan. And then our own government, bare minimum, stood down. And, of course, it was more than that. But we have the fact that it now, to a great extent, was an inside job.
I have read the 28 pages, and the 28 pages have nothing to do with national security. Nothing. Or I wouldn't be standing here. It's all about relationships and involvement in 9/11.
I want those documents declassified. I'm embarrassed to be associated with a work product that is secret.
I am convinced that there was a direct line between at least some of the terrorists who carried out the September 11th attacks and the government of Saudi Arabia. He called it a smoking gun. And he went on to say the reason for this cover-up goes right up to the White House.
This is sort of shocking when you read it. As I read it, we all had our own experience. I had to stop every couple pages and just sort of absorb and try to rearrange my understanding of history for the past 13 years and the years leading up to that. It challenges you to rethink everything.
What do we know is in the 28 censored pages of the 9/11 report? People that have seen it said it would bring down the whole system. Colonel Schaefer.
Bette Woodson talked to multiple members of Congress who read it. They are convinced the American people needs to see it. It has to do with information which is not convenient to the White House, either White House, the Clinton White House or the Bush White House, and it has to do with an ally, but since it looked the other way, it allowed a lot of support for the terrorists who conducted the attack.
We're here today to call for a release of those 28 pages. The survivors, civilian heroes, and families of the victims of September 11 terrorist attacks, some of whom are here today, deserve the full truth.
We cannot let page after page of blanked out documents be obscured behind a veil, leaving these families to wonder if there is additional information surrounding these horrible acts.
My son, Matthew C. Salito, was murdered September 11, 2001.
On September 11th, I lost my husband, Tom Strada.
My husband, Victor, was the captain of United Flight 175 that struck the South Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th at 9:03 a.m.
My father never got to see me compete on my horse, cheer me on at a lacrosse game, or hear me speak at my middle school graduation.
When you tell me there's a security risk and that's the reason you're not making these public, Mr. President, I call you a liar.
He would be laughing and saying, you go get him, Terry. You go get him. Don't let them get away with this. Don't let them hide the truth. And don't let the people that were behind it not pay.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us,
look at Astor,
or you are with the terrorists.
That's who they are.
Governor Bush.
How we doing?
Good. All right, good. How you doing? I was wondering, would you be in favor of seeing the 28 pages that have been redacted from the 9/11 Commission report? Would
you
be wanting to see those released?
Yeah, I'd like to see them. You got them?
When I dream of my wedding day, I will carry his picture and wish he were there with me.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. You got them?
My son's dead, and I don't know all the facts.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. You got them?
Keeping it a secret about those who facilitated it must end now.
Well,
Andrew,
we may have them. Hopefully we can get them. Thank you.
All right, you want to see that video report, it's up on InfoWars.com. It's titled, Jeb Bush Dodges Another 9/11 Bullet, but he didn't dodge it. Trump fired it. The Patriots got the info out and loaded the gun, but Trump pulled the trigger. He called their bluff, and the neocons are on their knees. The Democrats were involved as well in the stand down. We can bring down the entire criminal system. I want to tell folks inside the government something, and I want to be very clear. History's on our side. Justice is as well. Those of you on the fence, don't be part of this crime. Join us. Let's save the Republic and the world. We'll be back with the second hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.